Okay, this is Wanda Newton, and today is February the 19th, 1992. I'm in the home of Lucinda Johnson, which is located, a mile north of Slick?
Yes.
A mile north of Slick. But anyway, Miss Johnson has consented to tell us a little bit for posterity. One of the things that I wanted to ask Miss Johnson first is tell us your full name and where you were born and...
Well, my name is Lucinda Allen Johnson now. And I was born 6 miles east of Bristow on Skull Creek. And I've lived there all my life except when I got married and moved here.
And when did you get married, Miss Johnson?
Oh, my first marriage to the major's father was in a... Do I know? Let's see. Gee, I can't tell you.
Okay, well, you can tell me the year you were born.
Well, I was born in 94. 1894?
Mm-hmm. And so you are now?
The 21st of July, 1894. And then this next coming July 1992, I'll be 98 years old.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, you have such beautiful skin. You should leave your recipe for the world to use.
So you what?
You should... Leave your recipe for your skin cream for everybody.
You know, I haven't washed myself, put any cream or anything on my face for about 3 months. Since I hurt my arm, I haven't been able to wash my face like it should be. Is that recording?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Ooh, everybody will know how to be gorgeous when you're 98 now. What can you tell me about your mother and father, Miss Johnson?
Well, my father was Jesse Allen. I really don't know what year he was born, though. And he was grandmore Harrison, who was Yuchi. He was only a fourth Yuchi. And what I can remember about Grandpa, he was United States Marshal, Assistant United States Marshal to Ledbetter. What's his first name?
Oh, heavens, I don't know Ledbetter. But somebody will, maybe.
It's probably in that book, Hell on the Border. That's a book that was written. But anyway, Grandpa was assistant to this Ledbetter. He was United States Marshal. And their office was in Fort Smith. We didn't have anything here in Indian Territory then. I should have told you I was born in Indian Territory, too.
Yes, indeed.
And so, and Mama, she was a full blood. And she didn't.
She was a full blood Yuchi?
Yes. And she didn't know how to talk English when she married my grandfather. She had to learn to talk English. But Papa himself was raised among the Yuchis, but I don't know who raised him. And he could talk fluent Yuchi, talk better Yuchi than a lot of the full bloods.
Oh, how wonderful.
He had a friend that lived over here. East of us, his name was Jim Miller, and he was a full-blood Creek, and he couldn't talk English. So he and Grandpa would sit there on the porch, and Miller would talk Creek, and then Grandpa would answer him in English, and they just talked, just like anybody else. And I don't know what else I can tell you.
Well, tell me, how many brothers and sisters you had?
Well, I have 3 brothers and 3 sisters.
Okay. You name them?
Abraham Allen was the oldest one. He served in World War One, and Joe was the next one.
Do you know their birth dates at all, Miss Johnson?
You know, by my old Bible, I could just tell you, but I really don't know.
Oh, okay.
And then the baby brother, though, was born in 1900. I know his birth. And
what was his name?
Jesse. And in the middle was Joe Allen. Guess you were right.
Oh, yes, Joe.
And then I have two sisters.
Okay, and what are their names?
Alan Burgess and Ann Copping.
Are they still living?
Yes.
And how old are they?
All three of us girls are alive, and all the brothers are gone. And
how old was your mother when she died?
She was 92.
92.
And Grandpa was only about 82 when he died.
Now, are they buried in that cemetery
Amherst Cemetery?
Was that your home? Is that where you were born, Miss Johnson?
Where the old house is now.
Where the old Allen house is?
On Skull Creek.
On Skull Creek, that's
it. And the way Skull Creek got its name, after the Civil War, there were so many skulls on the creek.
Oh, my.
That they named the creek Skull Creek. And that's where Skull Creek got its name.
I like it here. Well, once you told me a story of how Bristow got its name, and do you know that James Neighbors told me that Mr. Longacre told him the same story about the peddler that you did. So, but would you tell that story to me again?
Well, I guess it was, I don't know what year the railroad came through, but anyway, he had a little tent right about where that cafe, the Abraham Cafe, what was it?
You mean down on J&J? The J&J down?
Well, he had his camp right about there, just a little camp. And I guess he was just a drifter, more or less. And he stopped there for a while. Of course, Bristow wasn't named. So then they gave the Bristow its name. His name was I can't think of his first name. But anyway, that was his surname, Bristow. That's where Bristow got its name.
And you told me once that your father had a watch made by him for you.
Yes, there's a very... He was a silversmith, more or less, I guess. So the grandpa was friendly with him, and so he decided to make grandpa a watch if grandpa would give him the silver. So grandpa gave him the silver. I don't know what the denominations were. But anyway, and then right around near the crystal, he had a gold band clear around it, and that's all it was to. Oh, there's a big watch or something about like that.
Oh, my word.
Well, I think maybe Raymond has it now. I knew he'd ask him. But that's how Bristow got his name anyway.
Well, that's an interesting highlight. Now let's go back to when you were a little girl. Tell me some of the things that you remember when you were a child, some of the things that you did.
Well, we were just like a lot of children just growing up. Of course, we went swimming every day.
In Skull Creek?
Yes.
Well, tell me, how does the creek compare now to the way it was when you were a young girl?
Well, there was a good stream there, and there's a lot of rocks where the road is now. And that's about all there is to it.
Has it filled with sand and everything since you were young, or is it just about the same?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen Skull Creek for a long time. We cross the bridge and we don't look down.
Now let me tell you, ask you, you said Skull Creek got its name from all the skulls. How did Chicken Creek get its name, do you know?
I don't know.
Well, now where did you go to school, Miss Johnson?
Well, I went to UC boarding school in
Sepulpa. In Sepulpa.
And I was there until about the well, we went to UC boarding school. Then the next time I went to school, I went to the institute.
Oh.
At the
Lockbit, Kansas.
At Lawrence, Kansas. And then I went for a while in Baytown after I came back from Haskell. And that's all the only places that I've been. It's good. And remember Brigham, of course, everybody had his horse. We all rode. And Grandpa, of course, raised cattle anyway. And Grandpa always had three or four cowboys, you know, hands. Yeah. I was the only tomboy. My other two sisters were not tomboys. But I was, and I rode and roped cattle with the
cowboys.
That's
how come Major is so good at it, isn't it?
I guess so. And, well, it's surprising how she is. She didn't know one cow from another. And then when she moved over there, well, then she got into the business, you know. And she's just a fool hand, cow hand.
Would be hard to fool her on anything, would
yes.
it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And all right now, she's having a lot of trouble. Her young heifers are dropping calves. And she said she had one that had, now you're not reporting that.
No, I won't report that.
And she said one little heifer, well, I guess she's about 3 years old, her first calf, she had twins.
Oh.
And it's very unusual for Angus cows to have twins. Anyway, she had twins, and Major had two of them. See that they got, they could nurse, you know, and everything. Then she had another one that wouldn't take her calf. Major had to just stand over her, and then I think she had to have a bottle of tube. And I asked her the other day how she got along. She said she's getting all right. And then she had a big old bull that was sick. So then she said she had to go out and see about him every day. And she had to vet out there.
Oh, I don't know how she does all of that.
I don't mean it, but she does.
One day I was out there and I saw her kick up hay just like she was lifting out a, I don't know what.
I mean, she see, Mage had never done anything like that before, but she's in school all the time.
I think that's wonderful. But now, let's back up to your schooling. Now, tell me what you can remember most about your mother and your father, about their parents and
about their parents?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know either one of my grandparents.
You didn't know either one of your grandparents?
My father, the Uches were camped at the, what's his name?
Okima?
No, just camp, no.
Oh, the camp.
Where I asked you to go and look for some, something about Grandpa, you know.
At Fort Gibson.
Yeah, Fort Gibson.
Oh, yeah, Fort
the
Gibson.
The Uches were stationed there at Fort Gibson, I think, for protection. And grandfather, Papa's father, was a man in the army. He was an Irishman. He was in State of Ireland. And I guess he got friendly with the grandmother. I don't know if they got married or not. But anyway, she was Uchi in French. She was half French and she was half Uchi. And when the war was over, he was going back to Ireland. And he wanted to take his wife with him. But her parents, her people wouldn't let her go. So she stayed. And he went back to Ireland. And Grandpa never did those paid it off. And that's a...
Do you have any pictures of her? Do you remember what she looked like or anything?
Don't have anything. No, I don't know. Her name was Lucinda, though.
It was? And so that's how Lucinda...
Grandpa named Beatrice's mother. And then my mother, she was just... a little, I think she was an orphan, too. And some of the relatives raised her. And she'd never gone to school, and she never did get to go to school. And she learned to talk English after she and Grandpa got married. It's about all I could. She was just a full blood.
Well, what did she look like you? I mean, do you look like your mother, or?
I got a picture of her right on that little folder right here on the table.
Down here, this?
No, on table.
Oh, on the table. Oh, yeah. Right here. Oh, I'd like to see that.
And have two pictures of her, isn't it? Good step or anything.
Let me get my glasses.
Where's my purse?
Now, this is the picture of your mother.
These are my three brothers.
All right, now, which porch is that? Is that that back porch down there?
Is that what?
Is that the back porch down there at the house?
And here's that water well.
Oh, yeah, the well, yeah.
And this is our washing machine back there.
And who are these three men? Do you know who those are?
They're my brothers.
Those are your three brothers? Is that Jess? Joe?
That's Jess.
That's Jess.
And this one is Joe. And this is Jim.
Well, that's a wonderful picture of your mother. She was very petite, wasn't she?
I would like one better than that. This is in Alaska, too. That's Avery on bartender.
Oh, I remember Alvin Lee riding that horse so well. He loved to ride, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, is that?
That's Lucinda right here.
Oh.
And this is Eddie,
Ed Porter's son.
The last son, huh?
Oh, isn't she pretty?
Yeah, this is Ed Porter and Lou right and
Lucinda, isn't it?
Yeah, Lucinda.
Ed Porter looks so much like Lucian there.
That's Gus.
Yeah, that's Gus.
He was going to John Jones' funeral. He was all dressed up. So Lucian happened to be here. He said, well, I'll just take his picture while he's dressed up.
That's a good picture, too.
It is a good picture.
Yes, I always like Gus.
That's about the last picture he ever had. This is Jerry.
Yes, that's Jerry.
What's it called? Now, this is a picture that I like of Mama.
Oh, how wonderful.
You see her garden plow?
Oh, yes. And look,
she was going after the garden, and she has her bonnet on her.
Oh, that is so cute, Bill. Look at this darling picture of Johnson's mother right there with her little sunbonnet. Boy, she had wonderful posture, didn't she?
Oh, yes. She's straight as she could be.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Those are the other people. I think they have her mom.
Oh, that is so neat.
She's so straight. You see how straight she
was? Yes.
Oh, she must have been in her 60s then.
She had beautiful posture.
She did.
But she was short, though.
No, she was tall.
She was tall?
She was about 5'6".
This picture back here, she looks so short.
Mm-mm, she wasn't short.
Well, wherever that picture was.
She was taller than each one of them. None of the girls are as tall as she is.
Well, I just I think that's such a precious picture.
I like it too.
You ought to have that enlarged some.
Oh, sure, huh?
There's that major. She's something else. Well, that's wonderful. All right, now then, Miss Johnson, tell me anything that you can about what life was like when you went to town, or how did you get to town? And
well, we got to town. We kids got to town maybe once a year. See, we had to go in the hack from home to Bristol, and that's 6 miles. Then we just had dirt roads. And one day, 4th of July, all of us kids got in the hack. You know, those two-seated things, all strong. So we met a wagon coming, and we were going in. Then we had to cut off the road. And I thought the hack was going to turn over. So I jumped. And then the hack didn't have a we'll just stop your wagon with
a brake.
Yes, and a brake. I started to jump out. I caught my skirt. It was a wide skirt. Caught it on the brake, and just tore that whole thing out. And there I was. I was going to a 4th of July picnic in Bristol, and they had a. I don't know what year it was. But anyway, when they had their 4th of July picnic line, they had arbors. No, they weren't arbors either. Platforms, I guess you would call it. The whites had their dance floor, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then it falls over. The niggers had theirs. So they all had a good time. Well, that's one of the trips. Then one time, I remember, I wasn't very old, I was about 7, I guess. Grandpa was on the Granger in Muskogee. Of course, you had to go in his hat, you know. So we went and we stayed all night, one night, with some friends that lived between Muskogee and Bristow. The next day, we got to Muskogee, and they had what they called a camp house, I guess. You could rent them. And we stayed there maybe about a week. And Grandpa was on the Granger, and the last night, he said we could go to the courthouse if we wanted to. So we, Mama and Joe and the baby guy, we all went to the courthouse. They were trying a woman for killing her neighbor over some goslings.
Oh,
and, you know, it just told me about 15 years ago, this woman that had killed the other one, she said she didn't have any place to go. So she stayed there in McAllister all this time. They told her that she could stay there if she wanted to. And then I've been over 15 or 20 years ago, where she was pardoned. She lived there all this time.
My word.
I don't know where she went after that. She was an old woman, though, anyway, by then.
Wow, that was a long trip to make to serve on the jury, wasn't it?
Yes.
But tell me about some of the early Indian things that you used to go to. And I remember last summer, they honored you at the stomp dance at Kellyville. Did you always go to the green corn dances there, or did they have Tell me a little about the Indian celebrations they used to have.
Well, I'll tell you about this gentleman first. Then we were going, see, we were in Indian territory, and then right across the line at Stroud, which in
Oklahoma.
And Grandpa Stroud and Vice Vicker, he bought them in 5 gallon jugs. Mm-hmm. These white jugs with the brown tops on them.
Yeah.
And he bought two bottles. 5 gallon piece. Grandpa didn't drink. And Grandpa never did drink at all. But he was a medicine man. And he bought that for medicine. And in the summertime, he would call what he was purifying us, I guess. He made a lot of medicine, you know, outside in the yard. And then he built a little tent-like. He put us in there and then pour hot water over. Over here, some big old irons there. Poured hot water over there, those pipes. And we were inside there, and we were enclosed. And he was sweating us out.
Oh, my word.
And we sweated, too. And then let's see, what else can I say?
You stayed healthy that way?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't have to drink anything, did you?
Oh, yes, we had herbs.
Herbs. You know.
And he always gave liquor. Well, he gave us he'd put that with the
herbs.
With the herbs. That was our drinks. That was our medicine, rather.
Well, you didn't have doctors, so you had to do something.
No, your name was open. Yeah. I guess my Lucian was coming. We were living up there on the hill. We were there. And we had Dr. Reynolds. Old Dr.
Reynolds. I remember old Dr. Reynolds.
But he came in. But Lucian was already there then. The doctor was late. But he came in too long. She had to keep me warm. Lucian's birthday is in January. So it was pretty cold, you know. Mm-hmm. And started Mama Beth's keeping me warm and everything. But we were all healthy. I guess due to Grandpa sweating us out in the spring and giving us herbs all the time.
But now, how did you dress when you were a young girl, Miss Johnson? Did your mother make your clothes?
Mom sewed. Made everything for us.
She had an old treadle machine, or what did she do?
She had a machine, but she would stay until 12 o'clock at night, sewing for us kids, because there's quite a few of us. She'd make the boys' pants just like they were bottoms.
My word.
And she made all of our dresses, too, you know, calico dresses. And every Christmas, we had a new dress. The girls had a new dress. And the boys had pants, you know, everything.
Did you go to church, Indian church, back in those days?
No, we didn't have an Indian church.
You didn't have an Indian church then?
No. And then we would go to stone dances. Grandpa didn't care about stone dances. Mama told us that boy in his hat, you know, take us kid to stomp dances anyway.
Well, where were the stomp dances around in these days?
Well, there was one on Sand Creek. And then there was one stone ground just west of Killerville, up there in the hills. And it's still there.
Is that the one that they had the green corn dance in?
Yeah.
The same place almost. They moved it up just a little bit, didn't they?
Yes.
But now this one on Sand Creek, was it? Whereabouts on Sand Creek, do you remember?
Well, it's pretty close to where Grandma Taggart's house was.
Oh.
Just about where the her graveyard is now.
Uh-huh. But now, did you ever go down to New York or any place like that? Or
no.
Those were all...
That's Creek territory.
Creek territory, yep. That's right, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we grew up just like any other...
Children did.
Any other child, you know. Went swimming every day in the summertime.
Who taught you to swim?
I guess my older brother. Well, Grandpa used to go with Stu and take us swimming on Skull Creek. You know?
Yeah. Well, did you fish down there too? Were there fish?
Yes. Well, Skull Creek was a good stream. It was deep.
Oh.
And what I can say. He don't have the water and shit else.
But now, do you remember the when Slick was so big and everything, you know, when the town came into being, did that make any difference in your life?
No. See, I was already married then, was I?
I don't know. It seemed like Slick came into being about 1920 or 21 or something like that.
No, I remember Slick was very close to very much. One time I was at an old cafe there on Main Street. Like I said, he sat there with somebody, so I went into this cafe, you know, and got myself a sandwich. And there were two other young men sitting just a little ways from me. They were talking about the Indians. And what was it? I had it on my thing and I've already forgotten what he said. I thought, well, let them talk if they want to.
Do you remember any particular stores in Bristow when you'd go? Do you remember?
Whenever you get to Bristow, maybe about once a year.
Did you?
I remember when the Vogel.
Oh, Bubble Dry Goods?
Yes, we said. Uh-huh. In the West.
Oh.
Jim.
Charles or Jim West?
Charles. Nellie West.
Nellie West.
I knew them. And those are about the only stores they had in Bristol when I was growing up.
Do you remember the when they had board sidewalks and mud in the street or any of that?
Oh, yes, that's what they had, just board sidewalks. See, there wasn't, but just... Well, the First State Bank was on the east side. There's an old eating joint there now. And then across was the National Bank.
Oh.
And then over on the other side was the Groom's Bank, or was it?
No, I don't know.
The Groom's Bank.
That's the one that they had a lot of trouble with. Went broke or something, didn't it?
I don't know why it could work. Well, I guess. I don't know. But anyway. We had two banks at one time. We had the State Bank, that was Corey's Bank.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then the one that right across there, then was the Groom's Bank, and then the Jones Bank, you know, on the other part. It's right all everything by then.
Do you remember the cotton gins?
Oh, yes. I think we had three cotton gins here at one time. And the farmers, you know, after they got the cotton pick, there would be just rows of...
Oh, yes.
The farmers picking their cotton. We're still, you know.
Yes, you had a thrash out there, too, a brown thrash.
Oh.
Thrush or thrasher or something. Isn't that a... That's a thrush, wasn't it?
I guess it was. It wasn't a red bird. I've got some red birds around
here. Yes, I saw a couple of those red birds there. Do you remember the flu epidemic that they had, or any smallpox epidemic, or?
Yes, when I was a wee were a kid, but somehow we didn't any of us get smallpox. But our relatives and all around, they were just all sick.
Well, now how much land did you own back in those days? You had a lot of people. You had tenants on your farm?
Oh, yes, well. Grandpa, a lot of his children all right around that white house.
Uh-huh.
And we had tenants all over the place.
Now you had slaves? Did they have slaves back in those days?
No, but we always had a lot of colored people farming, you know. Mm-hmm. And,
Well, now, what is the story on that little house right there that I painted that old picture of?
That's a little house right here.
Yeah, that was right there.
Well, no, that was, you know, there were a lot of colored people called Freedmans.
Mm-hmm.
They were allotted, you know.
Oh, the Freedmen were allotted?
They were allotted, uh-huh, with the Creeks. And there was a man by the name of Hector Beaver. Built that house right there, just as you come in the gate.
Yes,
there.
The chimney still stands, and the cistern still stands there. But I made the storm cellar is not the same. I put that storm cellar in, but it looked like a, you know, it looked like a gravestone marker, and so I took it out. I just moved the rocks around a little bit.
And then it had a little porch on there, too. You know?
Yeah, the little porch is down in the back. It's kind of falling down, but I didn't know if there was a porch on that front part or not.
Yeah, there was one right in the front.
Well, that porch had fallen off when I, by the time
well,
I saw
it. There's another porch.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's about all I know about that house. Well, they were what they call freedmen to build that house where they. And then later on, I don't remember what year it was. I don't know whether the government or what. There was a lot of these people, these colored people, and they moved them to Canada. That was just more, I just remember. There's a lot of our tenants who've had to go to.
Had the government made them leave then?
I don't know why. And I don't know what part of Canada they went to.
Let me back up a little bit. Do you ever remember Bristow being called the Woodland Queen?
Why would it be called Woodland Queen?
Well, I don't know. I hear that. You know, I read these stories that Bristow at one time was called the Woodland Queen, and I've heard people say, no, that's not true. There was nothing, they'd never heard of the name.
I didn't hear it either. And then Calville's, he's older than Bristow, I think. It has a Calaville was built in 18 something.
Yeah, 18. I think I looked. What was it, Bill? Did we say 18?
You know, it's on the highway.
Yeah, 1886 or 18.
Oh, yes. I remember it because it was just 2 years old. I remember Calaville was just 2 years older than I am. And that was on the only trading post, you know, that we had there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And this man, his name was James Kelly, had a trading post there. And of course, all the Indians, they just traded with him. He was a nice-looking, dignified-looking. I think he was an Englishman.
Mm-hmm.
That started Killerville. And then over across Deepfort, they had another trading post while the stagecoach came through there.
Oh, now that's something I meant to ask you about. Can you tell me kind of where the stagecoach went here in Bristow?
Oh, I don't know where.
I mean, where did it?
That's what I don't see. I don't know where it came from. Texas somewhere, actually.
But they did have a whereabouts on Deepfort, do you know?
Well, you know where. And you go through Slick. And then across where the bridge is.
Yeah, where the bridge is down by Golden Crenshaw's place down there.
Yeah, only across the bridge in there. About where Paul Montgomery lives now.
Oh, Paul Montgomery. And that's about where the stage...
Oh, that's where the stagecoach was. And his name was, I don't know what his first name was. The place that was known as Phillipsburg.
Phillipsburg.
See, his name, last name was Phillip. And that was a stage stop. And then it went to Kellerville. And then on to Red Fork.
Ow.
Huge. Oh, they were all stage
stops. And do you ever remember seeing one of the stage stops? How did they look? And were they just houses or what?
Well, it was kind of a house, you know, maybe a porch attached.
Did somebody stay there all the time?
Well, James Kell stayed at his place. And this man, Phillips, I guess he stayed there too, just in a little one-room house, maybe. At a little store there.
Can you describe a stagecoach for me? What did they look like they do in the movies? Or?
Yeah, something you're just about the same.
And how many horses did they usually have pulling them?
Oh, the those that came through here just had two horses. The ones that I saw.
Yeah.
I never did see them.
Did you ever ride one?
No, I never did. But I was lucky when Ben Phillips was selling out his... So he quit the business, I guess. And Grandpa was playing over there. He's going on a horseback. And I was Grandpa's tail. So I wanted to go. He said, well, get on. So I got on the back of the saddle. We went to Phillipsburg. And that's quite a ride.
Yes.
And so then Mr. Phillips, well, he had it because he was an old journey or so. A little churn about that big. It held just about a gallon of milk. And it had a turn on the house. And he gave that to me. And I had it until about... Well, I still had it when I moved here, I know. And Major was throwing away things, and I think she threw it away. And I asked her about it. She said, no, she didn't throw it away. But I think I knew where, I have an idea where she threw it. I keep telling myself I'm going to go back there and see if I can find my children. But I never have gone.
Now, when did you move to this house right here, Miss Johnson? Did you build, this house, didn't you?
Well, Porter and I lived here in 1910, I expect. And I'll tell you the man. It was on these ready cut houses.
Oh, like you order from Sears and
all that? Well, it had the kitchen, the dining room, and the living room, and two bedrooms. Then. Uh-huh. So I just kept adding on.
Well, it's beautiful.
She married when she was 16.
Did you marry, then when you were very young?
No, I was 18 when Porter and I got married.
And then you had Majel and Lucian.
No, I had a mate. I had a Majel. And then my second baby was a boy.
Oh.
His name was Daniel. And then...
Did he die as an infant?
Well, no, he was about...